This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Give us some of the speech.
What's that?
Give me something you said in the speech. And did you triple, or you got through it Clint Eastwood-like, and then you got emotional, or were you like Norm when we were in Texas, and you had to go pat him on the shoulder, which I love.
I was pretty good during the speech.
I got a big ass.
During the ceremony was pretty tough. Not tough, but you know.
I hear
you. Watching her walk down the aisle,
you
know.
Yeah,
I got you. It was a, you know.
At Cal, huh?
Yeah, that's where they
met. Shout out to Bears.
That's where they met. Yep. Yep.
That's dope.
My little baby, she's gone. She's all gone now. I mean, she's fine.
Yeah. They're all gone.
Yeah. Not yet. I still got two more unmarried.
How often do you talk to your kids via text, like when they're gone?
Pretty much. I definitely try to keep it.
I get left on red, and then I get mad. I'll turn this motherfucker.
What is left on red?
Oh, well, they don't respond. I'll turn this off. Hey, did it, Evan? They call right back. Hey, I missed it. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in Millbrae. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
not much.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I a long time ago wrote to Tony Hawk, and he signed a little postcard for me and sent it back. And then the other one was I went to Pearl Jam. This is back in 1992, and Pearl Jam was barely anyone knew. And Rage Against the Machine opened up for them, and this is before even CDs. I caught a demo tape of theirs, and it had an address on it. And I said, I'm going to write to them because the three songs I hear, I love, and I ended up getting on their fan mailing list, and they sent me records all the time, and they were great. Tom Morello, the guitarist, sent me an autograph. Yeah,
nice, Eddie Vedder. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Give me one of their biggest hits. Pearl Jam.
What's the one? Don't Call Me Father. Don't call. They've got a bunch, but I just can't remember the titles.
Oh, I got to give a Willard credit.
For what?
ESPYs. He knew the acronym.
He's not here the rest of the week, right?
Yeah, but he's listening. So.
I don't care if he's listening.
Shout out
whether he's here the rest of the week or not.
Like, I don't understand what you're...
Because if he's not here, it can be a free-for-all against Willard.
But you can do that with him here because he's that type of guy.
I'm scared of him when he's here.
Yeah, that bothers
me. And this is perfect.
But you yell at me all day.
By the way, no,
and I'm the one that would rip you apart.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not. Has
Willard let everybody know
that
he's getting married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a great week to go at Willard because he's
hold on.
He's distracted.
I may have something. No,
he's distracted.
Said, my man,
he's
hold
thinking
on.
About the Shut wedding.
He said, look forward to 145.
So, oh,
maybe
so he's
not
here
off.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll hold off.
All right.
I'll hold
Vic
off.
Had to, so you had to scrap all that.
Exactly.
He's waiting on you.
Exactly. No, and I can help him with some of his, you know, if he's got any wedding questions. Ours went off seamless. Well, almost. Almost.
I love it.
We had a little problem on Friday at the big party.
What happened?
We had a taco truck coming over.
Please tell me you had cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they set up on the back in the backyard, and you know, I got a court, a basketball court, but we had like a pavilion there and stuff and all that. Thank you. And so they came and they were setting up. The place was immaculate. Have you ever heard of something? Horchata? Anybody know what horchata is? Horchata. Evan.
Yeah, I know what a horchata is.
What is it?
I don't.
It's like a Spanish milk drink.
It's yes. And it's red. It can be red, right? Or like a dark color.
I think
color.
It's a little more caramel colored typically,
okay.
but sure. Yeah,
okay.
Could be different. They're different kinds.
Well, they're setting up and they had a big vat of horchata and the table buckled and the horchata fell and spilled all over the court like 15 minutes before the party.
But didn't get anybody.
No, but the whole court then had like this red dye on it and your boy had to go to work with a big 15 minute cleanup session, but we got and then the court was sticky, but that was fine. All right, what was I gonna say? Oh, so anything happened with Kuminga?
No, the baby is not arrived yet, Stoney. We're still in labor. We're still waiting, and Evan and I talked about it, and I'm at the point now. Just give him 20, have him come back for one, and call it a day.
Why give him 20?
I mean,
but get him at 7.9.
No, stop. I mean, you want to be fair, right? And I think Jonathan Kuminga, anywhere from 18 to 20 million for one, call it a day, and then go from there, man. I don't want him not to be not in the Warrior uniform for crumbs and pennies on the dollar. And that's where it looks like this thing is at. And I know Draymond Green was very open last night or the day before on a podcast talking about how these youngsters and players basically don't know, you know, the game in regard to what's going on between the league and the Players Association. And, Stoney, I'm not ready to sit here and tell you, Evan, or anybody that Kuminga was not wanted or didn't have any suitors. This damn second apron and these Joe Lacob hater rules has teams in these predicament to where they can't splurge or go – You know, get Kuminga for said reasons, and I don't like any of it, but I'm asking you right now real quick as I explain why there's nothing new on the Kuminga front. Do you think nobody wanted Jonathan Kuminga in his services?
I think people want Jonathan Kuminga for a certain price, and they don't want to go over that that price. Yeah, I see. I think it was beet juice. That's what I think it was. Somebody on here saying 408, that's called beet juice. That's what I thought it was.
But why'd you call it her?
Somebody said it was, but they're saying horchata's not red.
When you were cleaning it up, were you like, I can't believe I'm cleaning this. Did you get mad? No, stuff happens.
Yep.
You were in a zone.
I was in a zone. I just dealt with it. Kuminga, okay, so yes, that's what it was. Steiny, that's called Jamaica, which is a hibiscus juice, basically horchata. Okay. That's what it was then. It was red. I know that. It was red for sure. So, yeah, as it relates to Kuminga.
Yeah.
So you realize they don't have to give him 20.
I understand that. I got it.
So they're not in the charity business. You know what I mean? So, like, the Warriors can.
So you think. Let's just
I
have
no.
Fun.
I wouldn't give him 20. Why?
But saying you wouldn't up anything over 7.9 and expect him to ball out and give you his best, that would be an insult. So I don't expect it to be that low.
I'm starting to think he's coming back for that 7.9.
Wow.
I really am. But
I wouldn't back.
Here's the other
thing. I would not come back. Like, I'm being real.
You would sit out.
Yeah, just to sit.
Oh, please.
Like, come on, Scotty. They're not going to have him come back.
They're not going to just pay him pay him.
No. We once were talking about this guy. Again, he's not Dr. J's, Donnie, or Kawhi Leonard. I'm just telling you, 7.9 is that's free labor. Come on. You know you could come up with a number somewhere from anywhere, 18 mil somewhere, but 7.9. I wouldn't even look at that guy like I'm going to get the best version of him. I know what you're saying. They could ask him to do that. That's not happening.
They can tell him to do it.
And then he could say, all right, deuces.
Yeah, okay. And then what? But he's like that guy. He's got nowhere else to go.
Who needs more?
What do you mean?
Who said it last week? We played the sound. The Kuminga need the Warriors more than the Warriors need Kuminga.
But he's not going to sit out.
Right.
He can't.
But they're not going to offer him 7.9.
They already have.
But you know what I mean.
They already have. And
but out of respect. I just went to the Valkyrie game with this dude. First, we were just talking about the role. I'm not going to ask him to come back for minimum wage. I'm going to do him a solid.
It's not minimum wage. It's $8 mil a year. $8 mil a year. And anyway, here's the other thing. You know,
bee's knees. Guru's so disconnected, but go ahead.
You're, you know, when your daughter gets married, it really can change your perspective. And you know, I came back today thinking about the Warriors and getting the sense some people are frustrated, you know, because quote unquote, they're not doing anything. They're doing things. I know, Joe. Look, take it to the bank. Al Horford's going to be a Warrior. It's done.
And some will say that's not enough.
Okay.
And I won't be one of them because I know Christmas came in February, Stoney. We did our heavy lifting early. You got a whole off season now with Jimmy Butler. Do the math. Prorate it. What if he were here for 82? And Evan talked about it like he would baby Steinmetz. So Curry played 70 games last year, but he's not the only one. You know, what do you expect from the big three? And I'm like, every year we're told Steph is going to play 50 games because we want to save him. And the dude's out there playing over 30-something minutes, and he's playing 70 games, if not injured. Like, let's just look at it from that. Remember Jimmy Butler. Remember how happy we were. That's why it's kind of quiet on the set right now.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's quiet in terms of we don't know what they're going to do or what they've done. But I do get the sense that they have stuff done, at least one thing.
And this is holding it up?
It has to. It has to because I don't know that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yes, but the Horford thing to me reeks of, yeah, I'm coming to Golden State. Do what you got to do with Kuminga, and you know I'll be here when the dust settles right there.
Mm.
And I think Now, the thing I think's funny is that Del Curry talked the other day.
He did.
And said, the Warriors need they need an athletic big man.
He didn't say big.
He said athletic.
Yeah, Marcus Thompson.
What?
Athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, Horford's not an athletic big man.
I understand that.
But he's
so
big.
What do you take from that statement from the chef's pops?
Well, I take it that, you know.
Talk to
him. We found out that Steph's not a great player personnel guy. As it related to, what was that guy's name?
He's still harping on that.
Yeah.
He played in Boston.
What the heck was his name?
Help us out,
and
Evan.
And then they went to Gary Payton.
He can play defense, though. Yeah.
So we'll, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I think what's going to happen is the minute the Kuminga thing breaks, and maybe it won't break for a little while, but I think once that breaks, then we'll probably see that the Warriors have done something.
Let's talk about that.
They still have their, you know, they have the taxpayer mid-level,
yeah,
which is five-ish. And so they've got, you know, they got $5 million to spend. I know it sounds like chump change, but maybe that's the money that Horford's going to get. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Yeah, you were out yesterday, Stani, recouping, and I told Evan, I feel like Dub Nation is not worried enough about losing GP2. And it's not just losing him, what you would replace him with. He is your best on-ball defender. I had Moody second, but Kuminga has all the gifts that he should be that, but that's a whole nother story. So when I was single, Stani, and dating, and I wanted a girl and I wanted to be in a relationship and I wanted to solidify it, she would tell me, and it's been told to me many times, hey, I'll get back to you. I got other stuff working. So I knew at that point she had to choose.
Yeah.
So what's taken this whole, this Kuminga thing so long? What, is there a domino that can, like, if nobody's at the door, I don't think they're coming. It's like Halloween, right? Like, nobody knocking, they're not coming. What do you think is holding this up, and do you think he's bitter?
First of all, Avery Bradley.
There we go.
Was the name. Yeah. Thank you, 707. I think what's happening is very, very simple, and it's something that we thought was a possibility, and then sure enough, it plays out, and now we're a little bit puzzled by it. There was no money this offseason. None.
All right.
Except from the Brooklyn Nets, and they don't want Jonathan Kuminga, or at least they're not prepared to pay him a lot of money. So that means that virtually every other team, the best they have, the most they have, is the $14 million non-taxpayer.
Okay.
Okay, so you can use $14 million to build off of. So the Warriors, in theory, another team in theory could offer Kuminga a four-year, $62 million deal. That sounds like the Nickeil Alexander Walker deal. He doesn't want to take that, apparently. But
how do we know that if it hasn't been offered or reported?
But this is, I'm just saying there are other teams out there who could start to build a salary for Kuminga off $14
million. Right.
But that's not enough for him, clearly. Because if he really wanted to get out of here and thought $14 million was enough for the next couple years, then
this would be over with.
He would have okayed. He would have okayed the deal. The problem is then at that point, maybe the Warriors match. And then the Warriors find themselves with Kuminga at $14 million, $15 million, and $17 million or what it is. So I just don't think the Warriors and Kuminga are even close in terms of the numbers. And so I don't know that there's any deadline, artificial or real, to get something done. I mean, it feels like it's almost gotten to the point where Kuminga's not going to have a market unless something happens to a team this offseason. And somebody gets hurt in the off season or something like that.
Good luck with that.
But I just
we're in the fourth quarter of free agency, right? I feel like we're under the 2 minute warning.
I mean, Draymond Green was talking about this and saying, you know, free agency's over. It's not quite over yet because there are still some players out there. But the Kuminga thing, I think it could go on. I mean, it's already gone on for almost a week and a half. So if Dunleavy wanted to get something done sooner rather than later, it's now later. So my feeling is, you know how park your car and you get a ticket and you come out and you're like, I got a ticket.
It happened Saturday.
But you have to go back to work. Oh. Well, then you leave the ticket on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't take the ticket off so that you can get hit twice.
I've done that. I hear you.
And I don't know. That was an analogy I was trying to make, but now I even forgot.
I just like, what I was gonna say. Again, Stani, we've been doing this forever and we came in, we're Kuminga'd out. Not the player, just the subject matter. And here we are with no timetable or any sense of when this thing might end. And if you're telling me that's why Horford hasn't been announced, because that's holding it up, well, it's not wins or losses, but that stinks.
The question here on the text line is from Rick P. on the YouTube chat. You guys want to sign Al Horford, but give up on Kuminga. I get LOL. I just disagree, I guess. I don't necessarily think Horford means there will be no Kuminga.
I've never thought that.
I just think that there's going to be Horford and there's going to be either Kuminga or somebody else.
Yes.
But it's not a matter of they're choosing Horford over over Kuminga.
I think Horford is Looney's replacement.
Exactly. And, you know, that's not a bad pickup, obviously, for Kevon Looney. The other thing I have written down here is Slater wrote a story about a bunch of teams that might be interested in Kuminga, one Sacramento. I think he threw a couple other teams in there, including the Wizards. There were about four or five teams, and I can't help but wonder if there really are five teams out there vying for Kuminga. I actually don't think there are.
It doesn't feel that way, partner. That's all I can say. Whatever that's worth.
Here's what I think, and this is kind of what Draymond Green alluded to, but I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga right now is a high priority for any team. I think he is right now, because of the way free agency is shaken out, or maybe because of the trajectory of his career here at Golden State, where it's been a little bit up and down, I don't see teams prioritizing Jonathan Kuminga. I just don't. Otherwise, I think something would be done by now, and it's not. And I do think we're getting to the point where we can start to talk about what's going on with his agent and whether or not this thing was massively played wrong.
Well, just from there, I mean, the talk around the water cooler is he turned down 30, but we don't know if that last year if that was actually true.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. I do believe that whatever his number is or was, that the Warriors aren't in that neighborhood. I just feel like, and Warrior fans, tell me what you think. It feels like the Warriors do not want to pay this guy more than $20 million.
Man.
And I'm just throwing $20 million out there because it's less than a lot of us thought, but it's still more than the mid-level.
Yeah.
But otherwise, what could the holdup be? The holdup is that the Warriors and Kuminga are far apart. They are. They must be. Right? They must be.
Yeah.
Because we're 9 days in, and we've heard a lot of, you know, talk about some other teams. but nothing's come to fruition. And it's probably because the Warriors may be asking for too much in a sign and trade. And they're not going to be rushed. And so this thing continues to move on. I saw something today. Sacramento's obviously interested in Kuminga.
What did you make of that offer? Saric and Carter in 2 second rounds.
I think
people are having fun with Sac and Vivek for that offer.
Why? Because they lowball the Warriors?
Yeah.
That's smart. That's not dumb. That's smart to my way of thinking. I mean, if you're telling me.
Well, it's smart if the Warriors would have accepted it. If you really wanted Kuminga.
Well, that's the game that I think is being played right now. Is the Kings offer what they offer, and the Warriors are like, no. And another week's going to go by with nothing happening. So clearly the Warriors, yeah, I mean, I hear you. If they looked at Sacramento's offer and said no interest, then, you know, they're waiting for a better offer, but it may not come. It may not come because everybody is thinking the same thing, that the Warriors, they don't want to pay Kuminga either. And just, he is caught right now between
man,
a rock and a hard place.
Man, oh man.
And the one thing I will say is I feel like this does have some parallels to Brandon Ayuk. And I do remember at this point, we were talking about Ayuk and his agent. Why doesn't he just take this? Why doesn't he just do that? He didn't do anything that anybody really wanted him to do. There was talk about the agent playing it wrong. Guess what?
And
he didn't.
Yeah, he won.
So
he won big time.
So something can absolutely, you know, I mean, it could still, I think it's a remote possibility, but I think it's still possible that Kuminga could come out of this smell like a rose. I just would not bank on it at this point.
Like Chris Boucher, he's available, Steiny. Guys like Amir Coffey, mm-hmm. Bradley Beal, who I told Evan, I've been thinking about this, Steiny, I'd love to see him get bought out and somehow, if the Warriors can finesse him, or he would be willing to take, you know, less to come here and be a bucket getter off the bench. Like, that's how starving I am for this Warrior team to have somebody that can get buckets off the bench. But guys like Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Al Horford, and Cam Thomas, and what, Jonathan Kuminga, Quentin Grimes, and Josh Giddey, there is no, I got to be careful here, game-changing. Like, that's why I feel like it's over. It's a two-minute warning. Like, yeah, you got some guys, but,
I mean, there weren't a ton of free agents out there this summer. And I don't know if it's chicken or the egg. I got to get out here.
Yeah.
But 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, do you think that essentially this offseason has been a failure? I'm not going there yet. I still think stuff's going to shake out. But how optimistic are you that Dunleavy can make something out of not only Jonathan Kuminga, but the rest of free agency? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.